Good afternoon, everyone. So for our afternoon plenary, I would like to introduce to you Dr. Matt Dobbs. He is an associate professor in the physics department at McGill.
Thank you. Great. Thank you, Chloe, and thank you, David, and thanks to all of you for giving me the opportunity to participate in this discussion. It's going to be fun, and I hope it's fun for you as well. Let's start first by just evaluating why we might like to teach people, or what we would like people to get out of what we do in the classroom. So instead of thinking forward about what we'd like them to have, let's think back about what we obtain through our times at university in the undergraduate area. So does anyone have anything that they got out of undergraduate that is useful and they would like others to have? If nobody raises their hand here, we are in trouble. Yeah.
Critical thinking.
Critical thinking. Great. Some others? How to write a good paper, how to communicate, yeah, how to explain our ideas in a way that holds. Yeah, others?
Discipline and time management.
Absolutely, yeah, and time triage, I'd like to say, right? We can never do everything everyone expects us to do, so at some point we have to, you know, not hand in that assignment so that we can go out on Friday night and, you know, have a peer group that we enjoy, or, you know, stay home on the Friday night and so forth, yeah. How to learn effectively. Excellent. Excellent. Yeah?
Insight.
I was pointing back here.
Insight into what happens after you graduate.
Insight into the future. Great. And right here?
Programming.
Programming. Great. Technical skills. Actual training. This is the first time that anyone mentioned actual training, in my view. Right? Isn't that true? That was actually a skill you use on the job that's specific. Not, you know, critical thinking, learning, and so forth. Good. Anything else?
Standing on the shoulder of previous scholars.
Yeah. Yeah. How to avoid learning everything or creating everything and taking it from others so that we can stand up top and generate new knowledge. For sure. For sure. How about in terms of interactions? How many people did their entire undergraduate degree from home through the computer? Which most of these things maybe could have been done through a computer. How about interactions? Uh-oh. Yeah?
For another thing, I guess this is still learning, but how to cater to the expectations of, like, someone who is above you.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And especially with standardized exams, we can either ace them, ace all the material, or we can just ace the ability to take that exam, for sure. And that's part of what we learn in university. Absolutely. How to fulfill expectations on us and do well within the environment that we're subject to. Okay, the only one that surprises me that hasn't been stated so far is an ability to interact with our peers, team up with our peers, and be a part of a high-performance group. So hopefully, somewhere in your undergraduate career, you formally teamed up with others to make a presentation, and you learn from those others, and they learn from you. Or maybe it had nothing to do with a formal expectation. You had to get these 100 assignments done, and so you teamed up with the best people that you knew how to interact with, and together you were a high-performance team. So for me, at least, that's one thing that we didn't talk about that is really, really important. So the ability to learn how to learn and the ability to interact with others at a high performance level, both people above us to satisfy them because they're partially responsible for our careers, to satisfy their evaluations because that's just part of what we have to do in this society, and also to be better at what we're trying to do. I think those things are incredibly important. In my own story of my own research, it's been incredibly important for me. I'm a professor in astrophysics, and I build electronic systems to measure the cosmos. That's what I do day to day in the research lab, and I have never studied any of those things. I have never taken a course in astronomy or astrophysics or cosmology. I have never taken an engineering degree, though I'm cross-appointed in the Department of Electrical Engineering. In almost every course I teach, I have never sat in the classroom for. And so I actually have very little personal, myself, when I think about what I want to do in the classroom, training people to do certain things is not one of them. The ability to solve the wave function for the hydrogen atom, which is one of the most fundamental things in quantum mechanics that we teach in our classroom, is not that important to me. being able to figure out how to solve the equation, blah, 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 is really, really important for me. So before I start teaching, I don't always do this, but I wish I would just take 10 minutes and sit down every time and think about what I want the students to get out of the classroom. And of course, I have to satisfy my syllabus, and it's going to be a list of training things that they have to do, solve the wave function, blah, 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 things I can't even remember today. But most important as I deliver that, I wish that I'd sit down each time for 5 or 10 minutes and think about what I really want them to get out of it, what I really want them to get out of it, which is how to learn these things, how to interact with others to be better at learning things and at solving problems, which is what academics are supposed to do. And critical thinking and, you know, the things that were mentioned at the beginning here. Great, so that's a little bit about my own situation and my own personal beliefs. And I don't think that everyone when they walk in the classroom needs to have the same goals. And in fact, it would be a really big shame if every professor that sat in front of our classrooms was trying to teach us the same thing. So you can have your own personal views and I can have my own personal views and you can't tell me mine are wrong. And I can't tell you yours are wrong unless they're unethical or something like that.